The Tucson Symphony Orchestra welcomes guest conductor Tanya Miller Friday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Tucson Music Hall. The program's title is Bees and Beethoven and marks the debut with the orchestra for both the conductor and guest pianist Gabriela Martinez. From a small town in Saskatchewan originally, Ms. Miller is in her 11th season as the music director of the Victoria, British Columbia Symphony Orchestra. Tell us a bit how a person starts in a small town in Saskatchewan and becomes a symphony conductor.
Well, it's a very long journey, actually. I have to say I started out in this place that I grew up, not knowing that I was going to be a conductor someday, but I started out as a pianist. And then gradually over time, I started to discover working with church choir was the first place because I was the organist there. And then I started to discover this sense that I had that I wanted to lead people. And I went from there to study at the University of Michigan. And my first job came as the assistant conductor of the Carmel Bach Festival and then also the assistant conductor of the Vancouver Symphony. And it all went from there.
Well, you've been working now with the Victoria British Columbia Symphony for in your 11th season. That must be a fascinating bit of your life, too. A wonderful place to work.
It is. It's a wonderful... well, first of all, British Columbia is a beautiful place to live. And I didn't know that coming from Saskatchewan until I had the opportunity to be there. Victoria is a place very much like Tucson. There are people that come from all over the country, also from the United States, to retire there and to spend time in the lovely surroundings of Victoria. And so it's a special place to make music. There's a lot of support for the arts. And there's also a lot of background coming from our audience, people that want to really hear a wide diversity of great music.
Well, let's get to the music. And the first piece on the program is by Arvo Pärt, and it translates to If Bach Had Raised Bees or Had Been a Beekeeper. Let's talk a bit about that.
It's just a fascinating opening piece. I'm so glad that we have programmed this Arvo Pärt. Arvo Pärt is an Estonian composer, very much known for his connection to Gregorian chant and religious music, also to minimalism, such as the piece that the Tucson Symphony performed not so long ago with Philip Glass. He did a style of music which he called tintinnabuli, which is Latin for bells. And what he did with this style is he would take certain notes and he would repeat them over and over again, like a minimalist style, while placing that over top of chords. Well, in this case, what he does is he spells the word Bach, B-A-C-H. In German nomenclature, B is the B flat, A is a note, of course, C is a note, and H is for B natural. So what happens in this music is fascinating. He repeats these notes. He starts to add more and more. They become faster and faster. And the next thing you know, not only do we hear the sound of bees, but even on the page, when you look at the score, you see these black clusters like clouds of swarms of bees all over the page. And eventually, these different chords suspend and intensify, making very exciting music. And then just when we feel all is lost, the bees start to disperse and we are left back in peace. And in fact, it ends with this beautiful chorale of Bach. And I think the title is just so poetic. It causes us to think about what Bach was. Bach was very much wanting to create beautiful harmonic chords that and melodies. And in contrast, Arvo Pärt is taking a single idea and suspending it over time, but using the rhythm of the bees to make it happen. So very fascinating piece. I think one that our audiences will very much love.
Also a lovely piece of music is the Sibelius Symphony No. 1.
Yes, it is. And I am thrilled to be conducting this work with the Tucson Symphony. I think it's a beautiful, romantic, soaring, nostalgic, folk-like, nationalistic piece. Sibelius wrote it in 1899. It was premiered in 1900 with him conducting. It was at a time in Finland when the Finnish people felt repressed by the Russian government. It was around the same time that he wrote his Finlandia. So there's a spirit in this symphonic work where you hear The sense of the landscape of Finland, the loneliness, the quietness. It opens actually with a longing clarinet solo, just a clarinet solo, nothing else. And then the same theme starts to become more and more heroic and nationalistic. And truly, by the end of the symphony, there's this sense of soaring melody that carries you into this place of celebration and euphoria and true beauty. It's going to be a special performance, I think.
Gabriela Martinez will be joining you at the piano for the Beethoven Emperor Concerto. Tell us your impressions of it just a bit.
Well, the Beethoven Emperor Concerto is one of the great favorites of all piano concerti. Up until this time, generally speaking, Beethoven would start with a really long introduction of the orchestra, and then the pianist would come in. But this Emperor Concerto starts off with just a chord, and then the pianist is off and running with this magnificent cadenza-like moments. So it's glorious, it's exciting, and it's really so noble and enormous right from the beginning. And I think, the emperor, the title, the emperor, was not actually named by Beethoven itself, but it gives that feeling of something bigger than anything coming before it. Gabriela Martinez is a fabulous soloist. I've worked with her before, and in fact, on this concerto. And she comes from Venezuela. It's a wonderful young soloist that we have coming here, and I'm looking forward to performing with her.
Guest conductor Tanya Miller takes the podium with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra Friday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Tucson Music Hall. The program includes Arvo Pärt's If Bach Had Raised Bees, the Symphony No. 1 in E minor of Jean Sibelius, and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, The Emperor, with guest pianist Gabriela Martinez. Concert comments begin 1 hour prior to performances and are complimentary with tickets.